Bez Hashem, learning the Yerushim Mishmon Simin Lamed Beis Sif Ches Sif Katan Chof Hey, issue number 74. And let's begin. We are at the end of Sif Ches, but let's begin from the beginning to get the background and flow. Tzarich HaKlaf L'yodis Me'ubud Ba'afotzim B'Sid. We're discussing here the process of taking the hide of the animal and turning it into klaf. So you would take the klaf and place it into the afotzim, this gallnut composition, or the sid, the lime. It's tzarich shiyeh me'ubud l'shmoy, and when you do this, when you put it into this sid, into the lime, you have to do it l'shmo. We learned yesterday that when you put into the water that prepares it for this process, that does not require l'shmo, but once you put it into the actual sid, that's when it requires l'shmo. V'tzarich shiyeh me'ubud l'shmoy, as we said yesterday, it's appropriate to say it, not just to think it. The thinking b'di'evit is good, that you're doing this l'shma for the mitzvah itself. B'tchilas ha'ibud shema'abda l'shem tefillin or l'shem sefer Torah, and at the beginning of the process, you're doing it l'shem tefillin or sefer Torah. I will im ibud l'shem mezuzah is possible, but if you are making this klaf specifically for mezuzah, so it's going to be pasul. You can't pasul for what? Pasul for tefillin, pasul for sefer Torah. You cannot use the klaf that was made for the mezuzah. You cannot use that for sefer Torah, which is a higher madrega. You cannot use that for the tefillin, which is a higher madrega than mezuzah. Now, if you made it for, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, for the sefer Torah, for the tefillin, it could be used for mezuzah the other direction. Says the Mishnah here in Sif Katin Chaf Hey. So when do you say that you're doing the Tishma? That's Betchilos Ha'ibud. V'yoyisev ein tzarech loy lahoytze v'svasev loy lachshoy shemes abdim l'shma. Once you say it once, that's sufficient. And even if it's going to take a few days to do this process, you technically do not have to repeat that you're doing this l'shma. And that's what he says. He says, "Elo b'tchilas b'vad." Afilo nimshach ha'ibud kama yamim. The chol ha'isal das v'shoynu ha'isa. This is a principle we're going to see a few times over here. The chol ha'isal das v'shoynu ha'isa. When you're doing something, you're doing it according to the first way you started doing it. When I started making this hide into klaf, how did I do that? I said l'shem mitzvahs tefillin. I'm doing this specifically for the mitzvah tefillin. That being the case, the next day when I continue with this process, I already said it yesterday, so technically you do not have to repeat it at all. Tchilas ibud. Now, when is the beginning of this ibud process? When is the beginning of this process to make the klaf? It's when you put it into the sid, into the lime, and not when you put it into the water. Because when you put the hide into the water, it's not called ibud. It's not called that you are processing it. It's a necessity, apparently, that you want to put into the water first, but that's more of too far removed from the actual process itself. Now we come to over here when the Mechaber told us Shema Abdoi L'Shem Tefillin. You have to say, it's good to say, I'm doing this L'Shem Tefillin, or I'm doing this L'Shem Sefer Torah. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Chavav, three lines down, Dikdushosa Chamura Mitfillin. Now, if you have 200, you also have 100, correct? So if I say I'm doing this l'shem tefillin, excuse me, l'shem sefer Torah, so then it's already going to be good also for tefillin. If I have 200, I definitely have 100. If I'm saying I'm doing this l'shem sefer Torah, so I'm definitely including that this can also be used for tefillin. V'af apichein mutul l'shanas l'tefillin u'mezuzas. After Kushasim Kalam Yemen. Nonetheless, you're still permitted to use this tefillin, this klaf, for that of tefillin or mezuzah. So there's a question you could ask that, wait a minute, am I not going down from a higher madrega to a lower madrega? Am I not going down from Sefer Torah to tefillin or mezuzah? Why should that be allowed? So the Magen Avraham discusses this in Sifkat and Yud, and he says, even though you don't want to go down from a higher Madrega of Kedusha to a lower Madrega of Kedusha, this case is different. Here, this case is different because it's a hazmana. When I take the animal hide and I put it into the sid, into the lime, and I'm starting this chemical process, I'm saying this should be used for the Sefer Torah. Did I use it for a Sefer Torah yet? No. I'm saying this should be used for a Sefer Torah. It's called hazmana. You're designating it. You're setting it aside for this purpose. But you didn't use it yet. It's not like you just set it aside alone, as is discussed in Simon Membeis, which we'll see that over there. The hazmana great alav milsi. Because hazmana, just to designate something alone by itself, that doesn't really do anything. That doesn't really accomplish too much. And if you just designate something, then technically you can even use it for something which is mundane. Now, what would you use something which is mundane for? Klaf? So we discussed that sometimes the people are honored with a nice klaf. In the Rosh Hashiva, he writes something in the honor of the person, and that's just one example. Different types of examples, what we'd use it for. Those days, you have to remember that klaf was something that could use for writing on in general. You use paper, use klaf. Okay. So he says, if you just put it in hazmana category, just to set something aside, it technically could only be used. It could also be used for chul, for cholud, for mundane. But here is different. Since you did a ma'ase ibud, you took the animal hide, you put it into the lime, into the sid, samach yudalid, and you did this specifically shem kedushas tefillin or the sefer Torah. All dif hadavar me'azmana ba'alma explains the Magen Avraham. This is a higher madrega. It's not just setting something aside, which would not create a Kedusha. Here, it does create some level of status to it. So that's why when I say I'm doing this for the Sefer Torah, it's not nothing, it is something, but it's not like I wrote on it already, and then I want to change my mind and use it for tefillin. So I cannot use it. Once I say I'm doing this for a Sefer Torah, I'm doing it for a tefillin, I'm doing it for a mezuzah, I cannot do it, use it for anything mundane. Continues back in the Mishnah Berurah. Avlo davar chol os l'shanoisoi, levad im histin befesh betchila sibudon, shiye mutter l'shanoisoi achtu dvar chol os mutter l'shanoisoi. So he says like this. He says that when you make your original tanai, that I'm making this klaf for the Sefer Torah, but maybe I'll use it for davar chol, then I can do that. Then I could possibly use it for something which is mundane, because that's how I created the hechsherus of this klaf. And that's what he says like this. The Mishmur says, before the Seifrim put the klaf, put the hide into, the animal hide into this sid, into the lime, they should say the following. I am putting these oirois, these animal skins, into this chemical composition, the sid, for Kedusha Sefer Torah. Now you want to say you're doing l'shem Kedusha Sefer Torah. Why? Once again, why? Because what happens after the fact, you realize, you know what, I should really use this for tefillin. So we just said above, you're allowed to do that. But if you originally make it for tefillin, you cannot make it and now use it for the Sefer Torah. If you originally make it for mezuzah, you cannot use it for tefillin or Sefer Torah. So you're saying, ani noisein oiris eilu, I'm putting these animal skins into the sid l'shem kedusha sefer Torah, va'ani masne, and I'm making a tanaya condition. If I want to, I can use it for anything. So you're making a built-in Tanaya condition. Can it be used for Sefer Torah? Yes. Can it be used for Tefillin? Yes. Can it be used for Mezuzah? Yes. Can it be used for anything else which is not Kedusha? Yes as well. Now the Mishnah tells us, don't do the following. Don't do the following because this is what the mistake is. What's the mistake? He says, "Like you might not go as safe and shame the shame safe attire, I feel I'm as this I shad dvarishus." So he says, don't say I'm using this for safe attire, tefillin, or mezuzah, or anything else. That you don't want to do. Why? The oz mistapk ma'achreinim imahani. So the achreinim want to know, does that help for anything? In the first case, what do you do? He said, I am taking these animal skins and putting into this chemical for Sefer Torah, or if I want to use it for something else, I'll use it for something else. So what did you put it in there for? I ask you, you put it for Sefer Torah, right? When I put it in according to the other approach, what did I put it in for? Anything clearly defined? Well, I said I'm going to put it in for Sefer Torah, or for Tefillin, or to be used for Mezuzah, or for anything else. So, midaraisa, we say a principle, ein breira. You have to be more definitive. So you could say, definitive is Sefer Torah or something else. But to say Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah, or something else, that doesn't work. That's what the achreinim are bothered by. That's why they say loy mahani. The Mishmur concludes over here, it says, take a look at the Be'er Halacha, and in the Be'er Halacha, it's around five lines from the bottom, where he brings a prima godim, that says the ibud lishmahu the rabbanon, therefore yesh lahakal b'diavad. It's in it's around five lines of Rabbanim where he says that to me'abed to process the animal hides is a derabbanon. Now if it's a derabbanon, how does that change the case? So if it's derabbanon, we do say yesh breira, this principle of you can say it's like this or it's like that. You can say it's for the, you know, for the tefillin or for the mezuzah. So then there's a greater leniency. If you say it's the raisa, so then you can't say tefillin, say v'ter, tefillin, mezuzah, or for anything else like that. Okay. Sif katan chav zayin. We said if a person is making the klaf for the mezuzah, he cannot use it for tefillin, he cannot use it for sevet Torah. Says the Mishmur of Alei Mahani L'Rak L'Mezuzah V'Avad. It can only be used for mezuzah. D'kdushosa kalam mitfillin, because its level of kedusha is lower than tefillin. The level of kedusha of mezuzah is less than that of tefillin. In ibeid l'tefillin, and if you did process it for tefillin, Mahani Af L'Mezuzah V'Loi L'Sevet Torah. Now I can use it for mezuzah. I can use that klaf for mezuzah, but I cannot go up the ladder and use it for tefillin, Sevet Torah. I can use the tefillin klaf for tefillin and mezuzah, but not for Sevet Torah. Yimei the R L'Shem Ritzuis. What happens if I process this material, the hides of the animal skins, for the Ritzuis, for the straps? Loi Mahani L'Chtei Parches Alav Im Osa Achakach Klaf Mihen D'Dushos N'Chamura. I cannot change my mind and say, oh, you know what, this is much better to use for writing the tefillin on it. Once I am making it for the Ritzuis, for the straps, which is a lower level of Kedusha, I cannot now use it for the writing of the tefillin. V'afil Lazes Mehen Or Batim Yeish Loimad Nami D'Pasot D'Dushos N'Chamura Miritzua. What about if you want to use this animal skin to make the leather of the batim, that the boxes that hold the klaf? Says the Mishnah Berurah, I cannot do that either, because the level of the ritzuis, the status of the ritzuis, to the kedusha of the straps, is a lower madrega than that of the batim. We now continue with siftes. The Chayre says in siftes, in ibdi eini Yehudi laharamban pasul. Afilu amar lo yisrael abe lishmai ulaharosh kosher im yisrael oimed agaboy visiyoy hago tsas beibuda. We're discussing here a similar discussion we had back in Hilchos Tzitzis, whether a yid can tell the non-Jew to have in mind you're doing this l'shem mitzvah, you're doing this for the mitzvah. Here, in regards to the process of the tanning, The Rambam says, if a non-Jew does this process, according to the Rambam, it's possible, the Harambam possible, even if Afilu Amar Lo Yisrael La'abi L'shma, even if the Yisrael tells him to do it L'shma, it's still going to be possible. Ula HaRosh is kosher, according to the Rosh is kosher, Im Yisrael Oymeid Al Gaboy V'siyoy, if the Yid is standing over him and assisting him in the process. So this is Machloikis Rambam Rosh. Does it help for the Yid to tell the guy, the non-Jew, to make it L'shma? You're doing this, what does it mean L'shma by the non-Jew? You're doing this for tefillin. You're not doing this for the leather belt. You're not doing this for shoes or a handbag. You're doing this for tefillin. Yes. The Mishmur says in Sifkot and Chav Ches, discussing the Rambam. The Rambam said, Im ibdoi eni Yehudi, laharamim pas lafilu amar lo Yisrael la'abeid l'shmoi. Even if the Yid tells the non-Jew to do this l'shma, it's still not going to be kosher. Explains the Mishnah word, the Svi Lei LaRambam, because the Rambam is of the opinion, the Akum Oysa Dati Denavshi, the Akum is doing this on his own accord. Even if you tell him to do something, he's not paying attention, he's not doing this because you told him to do it. V'af al pisha Akum Oymer Shemei Yisrael. Even though the Akum says, oh yeah, sure, I hear what you're telling me, I hear, yeah, okay, no problem. Ein Piv V'li B'Shavim B'Zeh, his heart and his mind are not working in tangent, they're not working together with this, and therefore, according to the Rambam, it does not work. However, Aval Harosh Sviulei Dekeven Shuhu Oymeid Al Gabay Betchilo Be'ez Shemesim Ha'iris L'Sei Chassid, since the Yid is standing over him, with him, at the time when the Nanju is putting it into the Sid, into the lime, V'oymer Lo Yitneim Oz L'Sei Chassid L'Shma, and he tells him, you should put this skin, the animal skin, into this chemical lishma for the purpose of Sefer Torah, for the purpose of tefillin, or mezuzah, or ritzuas, whatever you're doing it for. And as we had said, how should he tell him to do it? Like the Mishmur says, v'hanochin, to tell him you're doing this for a Sefer Torah. You're doing it so the Jew can read the parasha if he wants to, or to use it for something else. That's what we saw in the Mishmur. So the Mishmur explains that you only need the acknowledgement of the non-Jew that he's doing it, the acquiescence, if you will, of the non-Jew that I'm doing this because the Jew said I should do it, lishma, for that short moment, those short moments that it takes to put the animal skin into the sid, into the lime. Now, what happens? Does it help if the Yid says to himself, yeah, what's the non-Jew going to be thinking? He's not going to be thinking properly. So I'll be thinking it's lishma. But the non-Jew does the actual action of putting it into the chemical. Loi mahani. That doesn't help. Afilu oimer loi beferish. Even if he tells him beferish. So he says, even he tells him explicitly, if he stands at a distance, and he doesn't tell him to do it, it's not going to help even according to the Rosh. The Rama adds that the Yid should assist Tzas bi'ibuda, not just to tell him and stand next to him, but he should also assist to some degree. And this is also similar to what we learned in the Chosidus. Says the Mishmur Sifkon Chavtes, Afilu im loy siyoy rak b'soif ha'ibud. Even if the Yid is only helping him at the end of this tanning process, that's still sufficient. Afilu gam zeh ha'siyoy loy ha'yorak b'shutfis im ha'akum. And even if the Yid is helping him together with the non-Jew, which one might think, okay, he's not even doing all the work himself. He's doing it with, together at the same time as the non-Jew. It's still kosher. Why? Because he l'maisa, at the end of the day, he's still misayeya. He's still assisting. V'chol zeh l'mitzvah ba'alma. This all is for mitzvah ba'alma. It's for mitzvah ba'alma. Aval b'di'eved, but b'di'eved l'harosh is kosher. But b'di'evah, according to the Rosh, is kosher. Afilu loy siyo klal, even if he was not misayah at all. The akum adayit the Yisrael hamtzaveyu, la'asos l'shma of it. So the Mishmur explains This is the ideal way of doing the mitzvah, that the yid should also help the non-Jew. But b'di'evit, even according to the Rosh, it's kosher even if the yid did not assist. Why? The akum adaita d'Yisrael hamitzaveyu lastly sashma of it. Because according to the Rosh, the non-Jew is doing this process of the tanning lishma, because that's what the yid told him to do. He says, you're doing it for a sefer Torah. That's what you're doing this. We'll pick up Yitzhak Hashem in Sifkatin Lamed, and we have over here in Sifkatin Lamed, Yitzhak Hashem will see tomorrow at the end of Sifkatin Tess, where the Mishnah quotes the great Rav Mordechai Benet, who is actually ancestor of one of the Chaveir we have here in town.